I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
I'm not sure if we're ready or not, but you know what? Let's get it anyway. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates like the Mightier 1090, KMAV, and 99 KSMR, podcast, replay on SiriusXM, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. If you thought yesterday was an interesting day, as we played Where in the World is producer Jared, we got all of that sorted. But now we play Where in the World is the Boss Man Brian Alvarez? He may be joining us later on today. I would seriously doubt it, though. He had some things that came up, not in that good way where he may, you know, create more children. No, these are things because of children. And you'll hear about all of that surely later on the Brian and Vinny show that'll be coming up for subscribers here at F4WOnline.com. So I am here to now hold down the fort. I was not going to be here for most of today's show. I was going to jump out in the middle of it because Brian was going to have a much more popular co-host than I. And his name? Filthy Tom Lawler. And after we get back from break, he's going to be joining me. I've made no plans. I didn't watch Monday Night Raw. Yeah, I know what happened on it, but I didn't watch it. I was too busy catching up on Stardom Sunshine 2023. And I'm going to ask Tom a little bit about Stardom when we get back, as well as all of his adventures that took place on this Forbidden Door weekend. My big question to him, in fact, it's going to be my first one, is when you got to the United Center and you saw Tony Khan and you stuck out your hand to shake, did he shake it? And then follow it up with a great big hug. We will find out about that and so much more when we get back from break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here, Wrestling Observer Live. You know we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want to try to find us 24/7, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sempervivi. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The timeline for this show is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. He's here with you live on Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Andrew Zarian is at Andrew Zarian. He's with you on Sundays here, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The co-host for this show today is at Filthy Tom Lawler. I'm not sure if, you know, he's got you blocked already. I got to be honest, I probably do. But you know what, Filthy? Welcome to the show. Number one, first things first, were you able to get the fly out of the room that has been buzzing around your head here for the last, 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, it's that fly is out of the way, Mike. Thanks. What an introduction that was.
You like that?
Yeah. I'm going to get back. I'll get right to that question that you asked earlier because I had the answer prepared.
Okay.
Did Tony Khan give me the big hug? The answer is no. I got the handshake.
Oh.
I got the handshake, Mike. But more importantly, said he was a fan of the podcast.
Wait, did he say he was a fan
wasn't
of
expecting
like...
expecting that one.
Wait, of like me and you when we used to do a podcast?
Or That's how I took it. But I cannot confirm nor deny. I mean, he may have meant any of the number of shows that I've been on. Probably. I mean, in all reality, it was probably a show I was on with Brian and Dave years ago. But I'll take whatever I can get. If I'm not going to get that match at the Forbidden Door, I'll take old TK being a fan of the hearing me on Wrestling Observer Radio. That's better than nothing.
I guess so, but did you take my advice for you when you found out that the match was going to be canceled and or postponed, depending on how you want to look at it? Did you raid craft services and take a little bit with you on the way out the door?
Oh, I packed about 30 brownies into my kick pads. There was some beef au jus dumped into my shoe.
You didn't take a tray, an entire tray of chicken breasts or anything?
No, I heard that gets you in real trouble. So I stuck with the other goods. But well, yeah, look, I've had that fly that was in here earlier that was buzzing around was killing me because I've had about a million things buzzing in my head since last Tuesday when I got the call to jump Adam Cole at the behest of old MJF. And since then, it's been a whirlwind, Mike.
Well,
in good and bad ways.
Those people who are out there listening, especially on terrestrial radio, who may not be subscribers to F4WOnline.com, you and Brian, every single Monday, do a show, Filthy Four Daily, that Brian talks to you and, you know, usually complains and bitches and moans about things, but talks to you about what's going on in your life. And obviously, we weren't able to do one on Monday because you were still traveling back, but you said Tuesday you got the word that this was going to happen with being brought in to be MJF's henchman to jump Adam Cole. How did that come about? Was it on Tuesday that you got the call, or are you just saying that and it was a little bit earlier?
You know, that's when MJF let me know what was going down there.
Did he send you? Now, did he send you?
Well, I mean,
the blank check that he had set up for Sammy, and said, "Name your price, Filthy."
So what happened is that on Wednesday evening, myself and Hoyce Isaacs from Team Filthy attacked Adam Cole from behind after MJF said that due to Adam Cole basically tricking him into agreeing to wrestle Tanahashi at Forbidden Door, he talked to Tony Khan and got him a match. And that's essentially how it went down. And when I found out about that, we made our appearance, tried to get the jump on the guy. And we did such a good job that the match didn't even go down. We took him out. Is there a bounty?
You did take him out.
Yeah.
I want to see some footage from Pulliup, Washington, or however you say that, the name of that town, that made Adam Cole sick, apparently. Now, was it true that he got the flu or something like that? Or did you send a member of Team Filthy to that Comic-Con and maybe, you know, do some, Pride-fighting championship things and send some people up to his room maybe late at night or do something to his food to, not to say that that ever happened in Pride or K-1 or anything, allegedly, possibly, maybe, but did you take some of those tactics, Mike, to get Adam Cole sick?
Mike, no one from the legitimate athlete roster of Team Filthy would be caught dead at a Comic-Con, especially in Puyallup, Washington, of all places. Are you kidding me? No, we didn't send anybody after him. I hope Adam Cole recovers from whatever affliction he's suffering from. I hope it's not the flu. I hope it's something less like that.
I hope he didn't eat at Applebee's. I mean, that's what I was wondering.
Well, if he was hanging out with old cheapskate Welvarez, then perhaps he did take a dip into the Applebee's ocean and came up a little seasick. But I hope he recovers. I hope we can get that match done in the future. But I've got a lot of things on my plate coming up, and I don't know, quite frankly, I don't know when it's going to go down. So,
hey, well, we're going to get to some of those things that you have coming up here real soon, because come next week, you are going to be back in Japan, and there's going to be a lot to talk about there. But, you know, I saw the tweet. I was taking Avery to work, and I saw the tweet. Hey, you know, you retweeted the match you had coming up against Cole, and then about an hour later, you sent out the tweet that Tony Khan retweeted what Tony Khan had sent out about Adam Cole getting sick. What was the timeline as far as were they really trying to wait? Obviously, they wanted that match to happen. I'm sure Adam Cole wanted the match to happen, even though he was going to get beat up. It's, you know, yeah, it's an honor to get beat up by you. I've heard that from many people. So,
I mean, I'll tell you a true story. Years ago, when I went to manage my friend's Red Dragon against the old Young Bucks in a match that Red Dragon won and walked away the ROH World Tag Team Champions, there was a man by the name of Adam Cole backstage who came up and got my autograph, got a picture with me.
So, what a mark.
Yeah. So he knows what's in store for him.
Hey, you know, let's rewind to that just momentarily here, because you were still fighting for the UFC at the time, and obviously this is when Red Dragon was in ROH, and you made some appearances there. I don't know if I should be asking this question or not. I don't know if it's come up when you've talked to Brian before, but if I recall correctly, and I could be wrong, were you supposed to do more with Ring of Honor and UFC ended up putting the kibosh on that?
That is exactly what happened. Is one of the news outlets, I think it was actually TMZ. I think it was your old stomping grounds, TMZ.
Oh, you stop.
TMZ Sports or something put out an article saying that I had actually signed a deal with Ring of Honor, which wasn't the case. I mean, I had agreed to do, you know, multiple appearances to manage Red Dragon, and you know whether I would have done an increasing amount of physicality in those matches, you know, that remains to be seen. But at the time, it was just supposed to be some managing gigs, and my management was contacted by the man on the milk carton, Joe Silva, and told not to continue on with these Ring of Honor appearances. So, boom.
In hindsight, with it being 2020,
boom. That's what
would
happened.
You have just said, screw this, and I'm showing up to those ROH shows anyway?
Yeah, because I think the issue is that they realistically couldn't have stopped me legally, but who knows?
Now we have John Jones appearing on PFL shows, and they don't do anything to stop that. But then again, I haven't paid attention to UFC since you left, and I have no plans to do so. But we have reached break. We've got a lot more to get into, including that Forbidden Door show and what Tom saw from backstage. Unless he just got the hell out of there and left, took his money and played a salmon and just sent him out. But we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Half of that announcer is right. Mike Sempervivi is here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Filthy Tom Lawler. And hey, before we move on, you got to make the wrestling news part of your day. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you over to your favorite review show. Daily, free, and between 5 and 15 minutes long every single day. News from all over the world without clickbait. No speculation, no rumors, no paywall, no nonsense. Just the wrestling news. For more information, you can head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. But back with Filthy Tom Lawler. And, Filth, look, Forbidden Door, 5.5-hour show, roundabouts. It is, I thought it was a really good show. I thought it was a really fun show. I know there's a lot of people that are, like, debating over how good it was. To me, with the matches they had on there, especially the ones at the top, you knew, look, those were going to be great. I think a lot of what was on the rest of the card was just supposed to be matches put together with fun and was a good way to get some guys like MJF with Tanahashi. He gets a great name on his resume that he got to face Punk and Kojima, which is something that a lot of fans were hoping for. And MLW in Ring of Honor way back in 2003, 2004 when Kojima would come over. What did you think about the show, and how did you, what was the feeling kind of backstage during it?
Well, I mean, you have to imagine the mental state I was in watching the show. So I believe if I watched it back, I would enjoy it more, you know.
Well, you know, but what, before you even move on, let's get to it, because a lot of people may not know this since it was not on the 0 Hour show. So unless they looked at the results or are a strong member of this website, they may have not have heard that you went out there and Rex Serpentico in a couple of minutes. I guess, how did that match come to be? And did they just kind of throw that together at the last minute? Or how did they kind of approach you with that?
I was paid off handsomely by someone to take out Serpentico. What happened?
Could you have taken out Luther in the process too? I mean, that would have been nice.
Well, that's why I had
punch him.
That's why I had Hoist there for backup in case Luther stepped in. You know, I was looking for a fight. I was in a surly mood, as you can imagine, and the old Snake Man was the only one that was man enough to step up to the plate. So he stepped up, and I swung and hit a grand slam, including his head. And got the big win in about 4 minutes and 13 seconds, according to some dork on the interwebs who timed it. And I guess that's now one of these, like, hidden gem matches that nobody will ever see that's out there. So
release the tapes, TK. We want the tapes. So yeah, that happens with Serpentico. You get the win there. Obviously, the show starts and everything. And yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, actually. I mean, you tweeted it out how gutted you were about not being able to perform on the show. But I guess, you know, at some point, you know, as you're sitting there kind of watching things go down, you know, there was a lot on this show. There was a lot of callbacks and different matches. You know, it was really, if you were a hardcore New Japan and AEW fan, I mean, obviously this is, you know, this was your show. What were your general thoughts about the whole thing overall, you know, the length, and then obviously, you know, some of the more notable matches on there, including Punk and Kojima, and then obviously the two big matches, Ospreay and Kenny Omega, and then, of course, Brian Danielson and Okada.
Mike, you want to talk about the length, but I'd like to talk about the girth.
The girth?
Of this show, and that is what you just mentioned, all these
stacked
matches.
There was a lot of motion in this show, which was good.
I absolutely loved the four-way All-Atlantic title match. I thought it was one of the most creative four ways I've seen, without it being like contrived. You know, yeah. A lot of times you just see four man spots for the sake of it, but there was a lot of storytelling going on here. Obviously, Zach and Shibata have a past, and they fought each other damn near the entire time, much to their detriment, actually, in the end. Orange Cassidy played, you know, a great babyface in peril, like he always does. And Daniel Garcia was like the GIF machine during this match, because I will never get the image of him dancing as he is getting chopped and hit with European uppercuts out of my head. I thought that match stood out of the things that were early on in the card. I really, really liked the ending and turn of Jungle Boy after the match with Sonata, because and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Sonata beat him with a moonsault, correct?
Yes, he beat him with the Muda backbreaker and moonsault combo.
He didn't even use his new finisher to beat him. He beat him with the jobber finisher.
Yeah, hey.
The move that he usually misses.
That's true.
Actually. And this is the one time he hits it to add insult to injury in this title match against the guy that he claimed he had no idea who he was. And I thought that the turn, and I mean the crowd was firmly against Jungle Boy after he turned. And let me tell you, and it wasn't the United Center in Chicago. It was Wintrust Arena. But that crowd in Chicago did the same thing. They hated Jungle Boy and loved my boy Doki. Did you see that match?
I did. And Doki, look, there's a lot of people who make fun of him because of his name, but... And look, and I did turn up my nose because he is the when he first started in New Japan, because I figured, how is this guy really going to fit in? And boy, was I wrong, because he has had a really strong run. Look, he's not at the top of the card or anything like that, but New Japan is one thing they are always consistent with is, as you go down lower on the card, you have guys that can go hard every single night, and guys who are incredibly useful, the Bushis and people like that. El Desperado for a long time was like that, although in the last really year or so, he's obviously now elevated up to a point because the fans are taking him that way. Doki seems like one of those guys too.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal match, I believe, in for the Gleet title. Was it with L. Lindemann earlier in the year, I believe? That was just awesome. Or maybe it was the end of last year. And he's always like, somebody put it best backstage. He said, that was like watching Shinobi wrestle. And I thought, you know, that's the exact way, that's a perfect way to put it. What else happened on Forbidden Door? Obviously, the Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay match is going to be the hot button topic. And I thought that was just, I actually, early in the match, I tried to go to Tim Hortons, and they were out of donuts.
There's a Timmy Hose in there?
There's a Tim Hortons attached to the underground part of the arena, but they were, like I said, they were out of donuts. So I rushed back in, and of course, what I saw of this match was off the charts. Awesome. Lots of talk about the Tiger Driver 91. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not taking it. But
no more power drivers for you and such?
Like, I think I would tap out on the way up instead of taking that move.
But I can't believe that. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking he was going to have to be carted back to the back, but obviously, I guess he was walking around okay afterwards, I guess.
Yeah, to each his own. He looked like he was Grimace after taking that move. His body was bright purple before Will Ospreay finished him off, and I thought that that move may have finished him off. And, you know, it remains to be seen. Maybe there's some damage we don't know about from that, but I hope not. And the only thing is any match where there's interference, I would prefer a clean finish. So the interference of Don Callis, in the storyline sense, didn't take away. But, you know, when you watch matches in a vacuum, which sometimes I do, you know, I always prefer a clean finish. So I guess if you want to cast any doubt or anything towards that match, that would be the one downside. And then Danielson and Okada, I mean, about what you'd expect, a great match. The only thing is, I mean, once you've gotten to that point, it's going to be hard to follow up what they've seen with Omega and Ospreay and the, was it a six-man that followed that?
Oh, yeah, it was obviously Darby Allin.
Yeah, obviously that wasn't going to be able to match up to it in terms of match quality, but they did a good job of throwing in some crazy spots there. A 630 through the table onto Sting that looked like Sting was trying to get out of the way and still got crushed by it, but he fought back up and they got the win. And then, of course, Danielson and Okada was awesome. And, Danielson now broken arm. I don't know exactly, what happened there, but I had a fractured forearm, a compound fracture in my left arm. I have a plate and screws in there, and I was back wrestling, I believe, 5 weeks later, and I think 6 weeks after the injury, I fought old Walter at Bloodsport. So I think he'll be back, and he'll be fine quicker than people imagine.
Well, you know what? We're going to be back soon, and we're going to be fine because Filthy perfectly hit that break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live, alongside Filthy Tom Lawler. You know what? Brian's not here, so that means I get to, you know, shove in another plug for myself, and that is the Mid-Atlantic Championship Podcast. You can find it across social media, at Mid-Atlantic Pod. Free feed for the show is available wherever you get your favorite podcasts or at midatlanticpod.com. But if you like what you hear, I definitely encourage you to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/midatlanticpodcast, where there is a ton of stuff over there. Whether you're a big Jim Crockett Promotions fan from back in the day, whether you're just a wrestling fan in general, or you just like a good story, there's a ton of stuff I have up there, patreon.com/midatlanticpodcast. But Filthy, I guess, you know, I'm plugging my stuff here. I mean, you have shirts for sale and such, right? Where can people find those?
Kind of. I mean, I have a pro wrestling tees store, but I haven't updated it in ages.
The classics never die. It's like the NWO shirts. Look what I got. I mean, come on, right here.
Just
right here, 8-bit.
That is a good one. You can find it, that one, on the Token Shop, actually. The New Japan Global Token Shop. And also Matt Charlton, Chris Charlton's brother, the New Japan commentator, wrote a book that, features stories from myself. So I guess you could also say that, I wrote it and I am listed as a co-author on Amazon. So you can find that.
I believe amazing. You make it into the Library traveled. Of Congress before I do. It's a sin. I'm the historian and the researcher here. I was supposed to have my book out by now.
I have a social sciences degree from college. So would you like to continue?
Yeah, what the hell is social sciences?
Well, history's one of them. I'll tell you that much, buddy.
Well, you know, yes.
If you want me to keep plugging things, we could talk about this upcoming tour that I have of Corican Hall for New Japan Independence Day. We could talk about...
Well, wait, hold on now. Let's get it clear. NJPW Strong Independence Day.
New Japan Strong Independence Day. Corican Hall, July 4th and July 5th. Filthy Tom Lawler taking on Kosei Fujita, the newly minted... Well, he may have graduated. I'm not even sure. I can't pay attention to what these young lions are doing nowadays. But the youngest member of my arch nemesis... Zack Sabre Jr.'s stable, TMDK. I'll be putting another beating on him.
He's the coffee boy. Whip his butt.
He's going to get it. Like he got it in my New Japan debut last year during the G1 tour. I've already beaten this scrub in, I believe, less than 4 minutes. It took me less time to beat him than it took me to beat Serpentico. If that tells you about the level of this bum. And he's going to get it again on the 4th. And then on July 5th, myself, Hoyce Isaacs, Jarrell Nelson, the West Coast Wrecking Crew, take on the DKC and 2/3 of the never open weight 6-man champions. Tomohiro Ishii, New Japan's other Tom, and Hiroshi Tanahashi. So we'll see. After we take out 2/3 of the champs, we'll see if the other third, Okada, can recover in time to get his other arm broken by me.
I don't know if he has the guts. I don't know if he has the guts, but I know Team Filthy would look good wearing those six-man championship belts. And Hiroshi Tanahashi in that match, we ended the last segment, kind of brought up the match with Sting in it. He's 64 years old, going to be, I think, 65 this year. But Hiroshi Tanahashi, 46 years old, sometimes moves like a 64-year-old. But then again, if you're Hiroshi Tanahashi, he doesn't have to do much moving around to get a response because, you know, that's what happens when you become an absolute legend and an all-time fan favorite. His match with MJF, obviously this was not Danielson and Okada. We cannot expect the same Tanahashi that we had way back in 2008. But Hiroshi Tanahashi, a star, what did you think about the match with MJF, and what do you think about working against Hiroshi Tanahashi?
I thought, if you watch the match, that this was like a very American professional wrestling match, right? There was a lot of, and I think this was more of an MJF match than a Tanahashi match. And, based on the way that the match played out, I think that MJF probably did a great job of structuring this around the, you know, limitations of Tanahashi. It's just, it's amazing to me that Tanahashi can keep going at the level that he does, despite being seemingly held together like Mum-Ra. He might fall apart at any minute. He fell off the ropes against Swerve Strickland, and Swerve did a very professional job.
Yes, he did.
Of covering that and making it look great. And let me tell you, Swerve Strickland, because I don't think anybody talks about him enough. That guy is awesome. And I thought he did an awesome job and had a great match with Tanahashi on Saturday. And then I think MJF did a similar thing on Sunday.
Now, I don't want to, you know, pull away too much from what you got going on with New Japan and everything, but Brian's not here, and I know that you were doing a lot of traveling this weekend, especially on Saturday, which, you know, hey, we're on Sunday morning when the Stardom Sunshine pay-per-view took place. Now, I don't know if you've had a chance to see the results of everything that took place on that show, but with Boss Man not here, here's our chance to make the people happy and talk about a little of Stardom, even if we don't focus on Starlight Kid, as some in the chat would like us to.
Plug away, Mike.
Well,
because I didn't get a chance to watch the show. I only, with all my travels going on, all my future dates, it's been tough to keep up with any wrestling like I'd like to. I haven't watched SmackDown. I had to get the Hulu version of Raw in. So enlighten me, because I am behind on my Stardom viewing.
Well, the Hulu version is always the better version of Raw, but Stardom ran Sunday morning. Yoyogi National Gymnasium, Stadium 2, I guess that is quite the bulky name. But the big things coming from the show, because, and I will admit this, being somebody who is Western, who is in the United States, I have questioned some of the moves that they made, like belting Mina Shirakawa, then taking it right off of her, and looking at Julia and thinking, okay, this is somebody that, don't you want to export Julia and export Donna Del Mondo? And I have questioned on some of the things that they've been doing, but the Goddess of Stardom tag team titles are now switched to Donna Del Mondo. Mina Shirakawa and Mariah May of Club Venus are your new Stardom Tag Team Champions. They defeated Marai and Ami Sorhei. So Mina Shirakawa belted up, and kind of a big deal for Mariah May, since I believe she's only like the fourth person to ever hold a tag team title, the Goddess of Stardom tag team title, only the fourth foreigner to do so. So she seems to have made an incredible, I mean, we talked about Mina Shirakawa last year, how much she has improved. Mariah May, I didn't have any expectations for her whatsoever. I thought she was just kind of going to be eye candy there, but she has now elevated her game in a very fast way.
Yeah, and I thought she was great on commentary.
Yes.
On the pay-per-view that she was on. So,
on no notice. And that was the thing. Momo Kogo got a concussion. They had to rush Mariah May out there. And she had enough sense to, when it was time to lay out and she didn't have anything to say, she didn't ramble. Like, you know, some people have been accused of doing at times, but you know, you got a lot of time to fill, and they just tell you talk when the light is on, so that's what you do. But she was fantastic doing that.
Yeah, and like, she's improved you know, already in the ring, and Club Venus is pretty damn over.
Yeah, absolutely. And after that, they set up the cage, and then that's when we had the Artist of Stardom championship match, the six woman and Mayu Iwatani, Hazuki, and Koguma against Julia Mai Sakurai and Thekla. And we were wondering on the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare if we were going to see a title change here. We did see a title change, and Donna Del Mondo, led by Julia, did end up winning the titles. And then afterwards in the ring, she has challenged Willow Nightingale for the NJPW Strong Women's Championship. And again, Julia is somebody that I think, again, some hardcore fans, longtime Stardom fans, kind of pushed against her because she's brought in, she's just glamour, she's this, she's that. No, she's one of the hardest hitting women in the world and one of the best women's wrestlers in the world, and I think she has cemented that status. Going into this match with Willow Nightingale, if you had to flip a coin and pick a winner, who do you think it would be?
Well, I'd like to make a rare correction to what you said, Mike, and that is that the Bari Bari Bombers, which is Julia, Thekla, and Mai Sakurai, that was their first defense of these titles. So it was not a title change.
You're right. However, I'm shamed.
However, what is perhaps more important is what you mentioned, and that is the defense of the New Japan Strong Women's Championship by Willow Nightingale against Julia. And I think that Willow Nightingale will walk away the champion.
And that match,
my prediction.
That's I don't agree. I would be shocked by that. I would be stunned by that. Not that I'm partial towards Julia or anything like that, but we'll see what happens there. But
So yes. I guess in your mind, Julia is now going to take the place of whatever future plans were laid out for one Mercedes Moné.
Look, I
guess if you look at it from that standpoint, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you're just going to, you know, change course and replace her. Mike, you may be onto something there.
What do you think the biggest women's match outside of Japan is? Because obviously it's Tam and Mayu in the country. But I would argue, and to be honest, if I'm Stardom, and I know that there's all these politics that are involved in this, Mercedes Moné against Julia, to me, is a all-out or all-in type of match that I would want to have. Now, obviously, there's Toni Storm. You could put Toni Storm and Julia would be fantastic. There's lots of things you could do. But, like, to me, I mean, I don't know. What do you think the biggest match is with somebody coming out of Stardom to face Mercedes Moné?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can have better. You can have just as good of a match with Utami or Saya or some of the other women.
I think for marketing purposes, that is the best match that you can make worldwide easily.
The main event, and you'll get a kick out of this when you see it. It was Oedo Tai against Queen's Quest, with the last person remaining in the ring kicked out of their unit, and unfortunately for Oedo Tai as I completely brain lock here, but for Saki Kashima, she ended up getting stomped out and left in the ring. She was the last one remaining, refused the handshake of Izumi, and then walked out of the building. Kashima, obviously a future star for them. If you had to see her right now without shaking up the groups too much, can you see, what group do you see her to be, I guess, you know, sucked into here? Would it be Stars? Would it be maybe
I don't know what's going on. I think Stars need some sort of shakeup along the way, and maybe she's part of that shakeup, as we see. But Mike, you're the expert on Stardom, not me.
I know.
You're the expert on radio, so
But we have a lot of time to fill here, and you know, we filled that time talking about things that we like, and hopefully you people out there like to hear them too. We're going to talk some more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live. And you know, folks, you know I like to read, and I'll point out things like, you know, the new Pro Wrestling Illustrated, which just came out, which is out of my reach right now, but I'm reading Dropkick Murphy by Emily Sweeney, which is a really, really cool book. I just got an advanced copy of The Last Real World Champion, the new book by Tim Hornbaker coming out about Ric Flair. But, you know, I always wanted to have a book written to be put in the Library of Congress. And, you know, Tom's in there, but that's not insulting. What is insulting is producer Dom is in the Library of Congress.
You're darn right I am. We here at Sports Byline have sent a handful of our interviews, and amongst those interviews are a couple that I've done, Mike. So I'm also in the Library of Congress before you.
Wait, now what kind of luminaries have you interviewed that have been sent to the Library of Congress?
Okay, the greatest football player of all time, Jerry Rice, the Atlanta rapper mogul, T.I., and also one of the greatest 2000s, 90s R&B artists of all time, and Transformers and Fast and Furious regular, Tyrese Gibson.
Tyrese, you're in there. You're in the Library of Congress for an interview with Tyrese.
I'm just hearing a lot of displaced anger and jealousy, but it's okay. I forgive you, Mike.
Filthy, I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
What you know about that?
I know it's time to get the hell on out of here. So I want to thank producer Dom, although not much. I want to thank producer Jared for having his alarm go off and also being now the making me the not the only person that's ever slept through this show before. And obviously want to thank all of you out there who are watching and listening. My name is Mike Sempervivi. For Filthy Tom Lawler, we shall talk to you again after a while.
Why you gotta act like that, Mike?